when I was lying around trying to get back the use of my hand and arm, I got hold of a lot of man books on the subject of the brain. And you know what I found?
They didn't know. Man, this was heavy going.
Way back when man had hospitals and lots of surgeons and engineers, clear back, maybe 1,200 years ago, they were experimenting with planting electric capsules in the heads of babies to regulate their behavior, to make them laugh or cry and get hungry just by pressing a button.
What a disgusting experiment,
said Robert the Fox.
They had an idea that they could control the whole population if they put electric capsules in their heads.
The coordinator translated for Colonel Ivan. He said there was a myth that that had been tried, controlling whole populations in Russia, and nobody liked it.
I don't know they ever succeeded, but when I looked this Chamco thing over, I had a clue about it. Why should two hitherto cooperative renegades, happily signed up on good contracts, suddenly attack me when I said certain words? I have reviewed the discs somebody cut. I was pressing them to rebuild the teleportation transshipment rig, and they started to get upset, and then I said these words, "If you will explain to me," and they both went crazy and attacked.
Maybe they were just withholding information. They
committed suicide 2 days later. After that, I asked Kerr whether he had ever heard of cyclos committing suicide, and he said yes, one did, an engineer on a planet he'd served on. They used an alien race there, and the cyclo engineer had gone out drinking one night, killed an alien, and then 2 days later, committed suicide. That was the only one he ever heard of. Also,
he added impressively,
they return all corpses to cyclo. There must be something in them they don't want found.
The group buzzed to each other and got their wits around it.
So, I am guessing that cyclos, when they are babies, get something put in their heads to protect their technology.
McKendrick and Angus were very interested now.
So that's what we've been doing,
said Robert the Fox. Angus went to their ship to assemble the device. McKendrick went to a dormitory section to set up tables. Dunaldine and Thor went off to the mountain peak to bring down a couple of corpses, Dunaldine calling himself and Thor the Gruesome Twosome. If Johnny was right or Johnny was wrong, they would know more very shortly. The planet was wide open to counterattack. Robert the Fox went out and got an anti-plane battery manned and arranged for 24-hour alert and pilot scrambles. This tiny group, under half a hundred, only 4 or 5 pilots, and an anti-plane battery that had already failed to shoot down one of the mine-site attack craft to defend a whole planet? Ridiculous. But he went through the motions, at least for local defense.